And we continue on Trending Today USA. Sweden has decided to drop the rape investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, which means now he can maybe come out of the Ecuadorian embassy. I'm sure he's the guest who would never leave. They're probably happy to see him go if he actually does. Richard Roth joining us, a New York City attorney. He focuses on sports, white-collar crime, and employment. Mr. Roth, thank you for coming on Trending Today USA.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Why did they decide to drop this charge into Julian Assange?
Well, let's be clear. The guy was never charged. Okay, he was never charged by any authority to date.
Okay,
there was an investigation that was commenced in 2010. 7 years of investigating a rape allegation is long enough, and they didn't have. Obviously, the prosecutors, independent of who he is and where he is, decided that they just didn't have enough information to indict him or to charge him. So finally. They did the right thing. They stepped up to the plate and they said, listen, we've never charged him. We're not charging him. Let's move on. And let's not forget, he's never been charged of any crime by anyone. So it's a very good day for him, finally having them recognize that he's not going to be charged, and them recognizing there never was enough evidence, which is what he's been saying all along.
Does that mean now he can come out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London?
The answer is no. It's a huge step, but he's not even near there, because he did break a small law in London when he basically ran from when he didn't show up for bail. So he is technically they could arrest him in London. It's not a big charge, but the bigger problem he has is that Jeff Sessions in the U.S. has made it very clear that if he comes out, he's going to be arrested for some very serious charges, 30 to 50 years. So unless or until all that is figured out, he will be the Ecuadorian embassy. There's rumors that there's been a secret grand jury, that there's a sealed indictment. But all this, again, is rumor. We don't know. All we know is that he was never charged. But if he has that risk, that he's not leaving this embassy soon.
Yeah, he had best hope that the Ecuadorian government doesn't get sick of him or doesn't get changed, because they might put the guy on the street. This is the guest that just won't leave after the party.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. I think the Ecuadorian government is really taking a stance. I think they're saying that, you know, let's not forget, he's been accused of all these dastardly things, but at the end of the day, he's a publisher.
Yeah.
And what he does is he gets information and he leaks it, WikiLeaks or whatever. So I think the stance for the Ecuadorians is, you know, what is wrong, especially knowing what we believe in free speech, with someone who gets information to let it out, no different than the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post or you name it. And I think the Ecuadorians are really coming from sort of a U.S. philosophy, you know, freedom of speech and protecting the publisher.
I wonder, too, if a lot of this has to do with the fact that it's an internet site as opposed to what might be considered by some to be the legitimate business. For example, a New York Times published the Pentagon Papers, for goodness sakes, back in the 70s. And that was a controversial issue. But people knew what the New York Times was. And I think still there are a lot of people who think, well, these people with these businesses, they're just a blogger sitting in their mother's basement somewhere. That's not a business.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny how it is. That's like and it's really. Listen, I'm not a youngster, but that's the old school. The old school. You know, when I was a kid, I learned the news the day after it happened.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if I didn't see it on TV, I'd see it in the Times the next day.
Yeah.
Now you learn the news instantaneously. We learned about this Times Square craziness literally while it was happening in New York yesterday. So the world has changed, and the old school has to understand that this assembling of the news and dissemination of the news is it's somewhat of a new, not so new phenomenon, because it's been going on for years. But that's the way it is, and it is he and several others are legitimate publishing houses, although there are some that aren't so legitimate. And you're right, there's a whole old school thought that has to get over that.
So Julian Assange still has an uphill battle in front of him then.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He's not going anywhere so soon unless he can get the U.S. and Great Britain to just take pull the dogs away.
Yeah.
He will be hanging out, and the party may be over, but he's hanging in.
Can he get in a limousine that belongs to Ecuador? Could he get in the limousine and go and drive around or something like that and still be under that diplomatic protection?
He cannot.
Oh.
He cannot. The minute he leaves that embassy, no different than a limousine, you know, driven by a diplomat in any city in the U.S.
Wow.
If he's gone from the embassy, he's no longer protected. They can literally arrest him.
So
he's, and then therein starts the, you know, spiral.
He's kind of in prison already then, I suppose.
He really is. This has been since 2012. He really is in prison. He doesn't really see the light of day. He has one little corner of the embassy that he can come out and talk to the press in. But it's in a way, in a sort of ironic way, he's been in prison for 5 years. Doesn't see his kids grow up. Can't be with his, you know, his family members. So it is somewhat of a it's sort of sad because there's really nothing. It took them 7 years to decide to drop the charges.
Yeah.
It's a little long.
Hero to some, public enemy to others. It's Julian Assange. This is Richard Roth, a New York City attorney, with us on Trending Today USA. Richard, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.